Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range, my weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is show number 462. In case you have missed any of my shows, they are archived on EFR and on my website, www.pastor-steve.com. My wake-up call shows are there. The word-for-word shows are there. And information on how to get my translations under items for sale. Today we are going to be finishing up the book of Ephesians with chapters 4, 5, and 6. This is a letter from Paul to the assembly at Ephesus. The format of this letter, I am going to read an entire chapter without stopping, without verse numbers, because it breaks it up and is very confusing. I will then go back through the chapter with the verse numbers where the notes are pertinent. Read along in whatever version you've got. I will be in chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. So follow along as best you can, and I will do the explanation for the chapter after I finish the chapter. I call upon you, therefore, I, the prisoner of the master, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being eager to guard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you also were called in one expectation of your calling, one master, one belief, one immersion, one Elohim and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, favor was given according to the measure of the gift of Messiah. That is why it says, when he went up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. But what does he went up mean, except that he also first went down into the lower parts of the earth? He who went down is also the one who went up far above all the heavens to fill all. And he himself gave some as emissaries, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the set apart ones, to the work of service, to a building up of the body of the Messiah, until we all come to the unity of the belief and of the knowledge of the Son of Elohim, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the completeness of Messiah, so that we should no longer be children tossed and borne about by every wind of teaching, by the trickery of men in cleverness unto the craftiness of leading astray, but maintaining the truth in love, we grow up in all respects unto him who is the head, Messiah, from whom the entire body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the working by which each part does its share, causes growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So I say this, and witness in the Master, that you should no longer walk as the nations walk, in the futility of their mind, having been darkened in their understanding, having been estranged from the life of Elohim because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart, who, having become callous, have given themselves up to indecency, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Messiah, if indeed you have heard him and were taught by him, as truth is in Yeshua, that you put off with the regard to your former behavior the old man, being corrupted according to the desires of the deceit, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the renewed man, which was created according to Elohim in righteousness and set apartness of the truth. Therefore, having put off the false, speak truth, each one with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be wroth, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your rage, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, so that he has somewhat to share with those in need. Let no corrupt word come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for the use of building up, so as to impart what is pleasant to the hearers. And do not grieve the set-apart spirit of Elohim, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and displeasure and uproar and slander be put away from you along with all evil. And be kind toward one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as Elohim also forgave you in Messiah. Now that ends chapter 4, and I'm going to go back through chapter 4 now and give a blow-by-blow accounting of what he said. The way he wrote this, it's a continuous read. You can't stop because it breaks it up. It's not going to be an accurate reading if I stop. So here we go. Verse 1 of chapter 4. He calls himself a prisoner of the master again, because he's locked up into the service. Okay? Verse 2 of chapter 4. You can reference the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Verses 12 and 13. Okay. Verse 6 of chapter 4. You can reference Mark chapter 12, verses 32 and 34. That's Mark 12, 32 and 34. 1 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 6. That's 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6. And 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 5, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, and back to Mark again at the last part of that sentence, chapter 12, verses 29 through 34. That's Mark 12, 29 through 34. Verse 8. You can reference Psalm 68, verse 18. That's Psalm 68, 18. Let me change glasses. I'm up close, and I need to have my up-close glasses on. Verse 9. He said he went down into the lower parts of the earth. He came down here. Okay? He was murdered as a sacrifice by the enemies of Yahweh. And he descended, evidently, into the lower parts of the earth. I'll be real honest with you. I don't have an interpretation for that. I know there's lots of views, but none of which, not one, has been established. I have not found one that I can back up with Scripture. So we're not going to put an opinion in there. He went down in the lower parts of the earth. There's lots of views on that. Interpret that as you will. I'm not going to touch it. Okay, I'll leave it alone. I don't have proof of anything else, so I'm not going to inject my thing into the scripture. All right. Verse 11. These are the servants, the Adamites, that he called. Some of us, the gifts, some of us are emissaries, that's messengers, and some are prophets, some are evangelists, some as shepherds and teachers. Shepherds would be pastor of a flock that takes care of a congregation, and teachers would be those that teach the scripture. Some of us do several things. Okay. Verse 14 of chapter 4. So that we should no longer be children tossed and borne about by every wind of teaching, by the trickery of men in cleverness, unto the craftiness of leading astray. Now that describes a lot of the churches today that are teaching false doctrine. All right. And for that verse, you can reference 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. And 2 Corinthians 11, verses 3 through 14. That's 2 Corinthians 11, 3 through 14. The book of Galatians, chapter 1. Verses 6 through 9. That's Galatians 1, 6 through 9. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 2 through 22. That's 2 Peter 2 verses 2 through 22 and the book of Jude or Yahuda, okay, 10 through 19. That's all for that verse 14. Verse 16, you can reference Colossians chapter 2, verse 19. Colossians 2, verse 19. Verse 17, so this I say and witness in the Master, that you should no longer walk as the nations walk in the futility of their mind. Okay? The Israelites were dispersed in all these different nations. A lot of them were pagan nations. They had pagan gods. They had pagan customs. He's speaking of the non-Israel nations in this passage, as the nations walk. Okay. For verse 17, you can reference 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 2. And the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 2. Jeremiah 10, verse 2. Verse 22, now this is the classic, putting off the old man and put it, and then you go down to 24 and put on the renewed man. In other words, you don't do what you used to do. Verse 22, the reference is Colossians chapter 3, verse 9. That's Colossians 3, verse 9. Verse 24, the one with the putting on the renewed man, that's Colossians 3, verse 10. Colossians 3, 10. Genesis, all the way back to Genesis. Chapter 1, verse 26. 1:26. And the wisdom of Solomon in your Apocrypha, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 3. Chapter 9, verse 3. Verse 25, where it says, speak truth, each one with his neighbor. The reference for that is Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16. That's Zechariah 8, 16. Verse 26 of chapter 4, where it says, be wroth, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your rage. Reference Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 15. Deuteronomy 24, verse 15. And Psalm 4, verse 4. Psalm 4, 4. You go all the way down to verse 32 of chapter 4, and be kind toward one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as Elohim also forgave you in Messiah. We're to have the same spirit of working together. If we're going to have an assembly, people have to get along, and they have to put the service to Yeshua and Yahweh above their own personal stuff. You can't have a raging ego and be effective in a congregation. And the reference for verse 32 of chapter 4 is Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Colossians 3, 13. Now we get into chapter 5. And this is a continuing letter. I'm going to do this whole book in this format. I've got two more chapters to go, and then it's done. This is verse 1 of chapter 5. Become then imitators of Elohim as beloved children, and walk in love as Messiah also has loved us and gave himself for us, a gift and an offering to Elohim for a sweet-smelling fragrance. But whoring and all uncleanness or greed of gain, let it not even be named among you, as is proper among set apart ones. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather thanksgiving. For this you know, that no one who whores, nor unclean one, nor one greedy of gain, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the reign of Messiah and Elohim. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these the wrath of Elohim comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now light in the Master. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing to the Master. Pay attention to this one. And have no fellowship with the fruitless works of darkness, but rather convict them or expose, okay? For it is a shame even to speak of what is done by them in secret. But all being convicted are manifested by the light, for whatever is manifested is light. That is why he says, wake up, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Messiah shall shine on you. See then that you walk exactly, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are wicked. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the desire of Yahweh is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is loose behavior, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to each other in psalms and songs of praise and spiritual songs, singing and striking the strings in your heart to the Master, giving thanks always for all to Elohim the Father in the name of our Master Yeshua Messiah, subjecting yourselves to each other in the fear of Elohim. Wives, subject yourselves to your own husbands as to the Master. Because the husband is head of the wife, as also the Messiah is head of the assembly, and he is Savior of the body. But as the assembly is subject to Messiah, so also let the wives be to their own husbands in every respect. Husbands, love your wives, as Messiah also did love the assembly and gave himself for it, in order to set it apart and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, in order to present it to himself a splendid assembly, not having spot or wrinkle or any of this sort, but that it might be set apart and blameless. In this way, husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but feeds and cherishes it, as also the Master does the assembly. Because we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This secret is great, but I speak concerning Messiah and the assembly. However, you too, everyone, let each one love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she fears her husband. Now, fears can be respect or holds him in honor. Not that she's terrified of the guy, okay? Let's go back through chapter 5. That ends chapter 5. Walk in love as Messiah also has loved us. This is verse 2. You can reference Exodus chapter 29, verse 18. Exodus 29, verse 18. And Psalm 40, verse 6. Psalm 40, verse 6. And verses 3 and 4 and 5, it warns against the worldliness, whoring, in other words, going to bars and trying to pick up babes and all that, loose women that'll just sleep with you, just for physical gratification, with no sanctity of marriage. Verse 6 references back to verse 5:14. Let no one deceive you with empty words. Now that's these so-called preachers in these Judeo-Christian churches. They're handing you a line. Verse 8. For verse 8, you can reference verse 2:2 and 4:18 and Colossians 3:7. Okay? Verse 2:2, verse 4:18, and Colossians 3:7. Very clearly in verse 11, and have no fellowship with the fruitless works of darkness, but rather convict them. In other words, expose them, challenge them. Say, hey, why are you doing this? This doesn't go along with Scripture. You're supposed to challenge them. They're not supposed to just go along with them. Verse 13, being convicted again, you can reference John, the book of John, chapter 16, verse 8. John 16, verse 8. And in verse 14, when he says, wake up, you who sleep, reference Isaiah 26, verse 19. Now that's wake and arise from the dead. All right, that would be spiritual death, not physical death. He's not talking about resurrection right then. But if you have been spiritually dead and been misbehaving and not doing what Yahweh wishes you to do, you're spiritually dead. But if you start following the teachings of the Messiah, you will be resurrected and you will live spiritually. Okay? Verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are wicked. Reference Colossians 4, verse 5. Colossians 4, verse 5. Redeeming the time. In other words, making good use of your time. And it goes on in the other verses after that, 17, 18, 19, telling you how. Verse 19 and 20, speaking to each other in psalms and songs of praise and spiritual songs. In other words, spend your time in worship, not just frittering away your time. Verse 21, subjecting yourselves to each other in the fear or reverence toward Elohim. Reference Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. That's Exodus 20, 20. All right. Verse 22. Now, the Femis out there hate this. They hate Paul. They hate the old-fashioned way of life, where women were women and men were men, and they knew the difference. There's none of this crossing over or manliness for the women. They need to be female, not male. They're not equal in status. Verse 22, reference Colossians chapter 3, verse 18. Colossians 3, 18. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. 1 Peter 3, verse 1. Wives, subject yourselves to your own husbands as to the master. Verse 23, the husband is head of the wife. Well, he's supposed to be the head of the family, head of the household. He's supposed to be a leader. He's supposed to be righteous and upright. A lot of men fall short today. A lot of them do. And then it admonishes the husbands in verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, as Messiah also did love the assembly and gave himself for it. A good wife is a gift. A gift. Don't you kid yourself. If you get a good woman, you've got a blessing. Verse 25, you can reference Colossians 3:19. That's Colossians 3:19 and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. 1 Peter 3:7. Verse 26. Setting apart of the assembly and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Okay, by the word. And you can reference Revelations 19, verses 8 and 9. Revelations 19, 8 and 9 on that. Okay. I mean, this thing is loaded with notes. I've gone through all the other books of Scripture. I've got many different versions of Scripture, and a lot of them have different notes. Well, I write them all down and then apply them to these chapters. It goes on to explain that marriage is a holy thing, and you need to honor it. We see a great problem today with divorces. I mean, I've been through one because my wife, the one that I had, would not let me be, wanted me to turn Catholic. And that was way, way, way back when I was just a beginning Christian. But even then, I saw the evil of the Catholic Church with their false ritual. And there is nobody, I don't think, that's any more anti-Catholic than I am. I mean, I hate the Catholic Church. It is terrible. And verse 31, for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. That's verse 31. And you reference Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Genesis 2, 24. All right, that ends chapter 5. Now I'm going to do chapter 6, and this is the end of Ephesians. Chapter 6 is the last chapter. verse 1 of chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Master, for this is right. Respect your father and mother, which is the first command with promise, in order that you might be well with you, or it might be well with you, and you might live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children, but bring them up in the instruction and admonition of the Master. Don't provoke your children. Servants, obey your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Messiah, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Messiah, doing the desire of Elohim from the inner self, rendering service with pleasure as to the Master and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he shall receive the same from the Master, whether he is slave or free. Okay, they had slaves in those days. And masters, do the same to them. Refrain from threatening, knowing that your own Master also is in the heavens, and there is no partiality with him. For the rest, my brothers, be strong in the Master and in the mightiness of his strength. Put on the complete armor of Elohim, for you to have power to stand against the schemes of the devil. Because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. I'm pausing to let you think about that one. Because of this, take up the complete armor of Elohim, so that you have power to withstand in the wicked day, and having done all, to stand. Stand then, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having fitted your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. Above all, having taken up the shield of belief, with which you shall have power to quench all the burning arrows of the wicked one. Take also the helmet of deliverance, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim, praying at all times with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching in all perseverance and supplication for all set apart ones, also for me, that a word might be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to be bold in making known the secret of the good news, for which I am an envoy in chains, that in it I might speak boldly as I should speak. Now, in order that you also might know about me, how I am doing, to Kikos, a beloved brother and trustworthy servant in the Master, shall make all known to you, whom I did send to you for this same purpose, so that you know about us and might encourage your hearts. Peace to the brothers, and love with belief from Elohim the Father and the Master Yeshua Messiah. favor be with all those who love our Master Yeshua Messiah undecayingly. Amen. All right, this is loaded. I've got a lot of notes. Chapter 6, verse 1. Reference Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Verses 2 and 3. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Exodus 20, verse 12. And Deuteronomy chapter 5, 16. Deuteronomy 5, 16. Verse 4, where it says, don't provoke your children, reference Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. Colossians 3, 21. Verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. Reference Colossians chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. Colossians 3, 21 and 22. Verse 6 alone. Okay, verse 6 alone. Reference the book of Romans. Chapter 6, verses 16 through 23. That's Romans 6, 16 through 23. Verse 9, where it says, masters, don't threaten your servants, because you've got a master in the heavens, okay? You should treat the people, well, we don't have slaves anymore. But people that work for you, you should treat them fairly, like you would wish to be treated. Okay? Don't be a tyrant because somebody works for you. Don't get your ego up. Okay? Verse 9, you can reference Colossians chapter 4, verse 1, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 25. Colossians 3:25 and 4:1, and the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Deuteronomy 10, 17. And here we got the complete armor of Elohim, verse 11. That's cloaking yourself in the word, so you know the word. When somebody lies and tells you something that the devil has concocted, as we see so much of today, you can stand against them. You can counter them with the word. Well, you say that, but what about this scripture? Blah 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 blah, and you lay that scripture on them. That's the sword of Yahweh, is the word. You can reference for verse 11, Wisdom of Solomon chapter 5, verse 17. Wisdom 5:17. Verse 12, it tells you who we're fighting against. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood may be their minions. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and authorities, against world rulers of the darkness in this age, and spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies or high places. Okay? You can see who's ruling this world, the prince and power of the air. That's who we have to fight against. He uses men, but men are not in charge. We're fighting against the devil himself and his wicked children. Okay. Now we have verses 14 through 17. 14 through 17, you can reference Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verses 18 through 23. That's Wisdom of Solomon 5, 18 through 23. Verse 14 alone. Having girded your waist with truth. All right, girding your waist with truth. That is Isaiah chapter 11, verse 5. Isaiah 11, verse 5. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. It's Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17. Isaiah 59, verse 17. Verse 15. Having your fitted your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. So you can walk in that truth, okay? Fitting your feet with it. Isaiah 52, verse 7. That's Isaiah 52, verse 7 in verse 15. Verse 17, where they speak of the helmet of deliverance. That's Isaiah 59, verse 17. Isaiah 59, 17, like it was in verse 4. This is the whole armor of Yahweh, which will protect you when you confront the adversary and his minions. Because there's a lot of verbal battles and battles for the mind and heart going on today. And you need to be well armed in the word. Verse 18, it tells you, pray at all times with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. In other words, pray for others, not for yourself. Pray for strength for the assembly, for the protection for the assembly. And for the smiting of the enemy by Yahweh. Verses 21 and 22. You can reference Colossians chapter 4. Verses 7 and 8. That's Colossians 4, 7 and 8. And for verse 21. Now, in order that you also might know about me, how I'm doing, and he tells it to Tychicus, is going to tell you, okay? You can reference Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 4. That's Acts 20, verse 4. And 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 12. 2 Timothy 4, verse 12. And that ends the reading for Ephesians with chapter 6. That's a very breathy letter because the way he wrote it, there's no break. You just have to keep reading. He doesn't know when to put a period in and give you a chance to take a breath. But that's the style of writing back then. This was written in Greek, and it was translated to English. This particular translation is quite accurate, but the manner of punctuation back then and what we do in modern English today are two different things. It gets a little windy, and me being old, I have to take a good breath once in a while. Now, I've never been accused of not being windy. I'm windy, but not that windy. I need to put a period or a comma or something in there once in a while. Because it just goes on and on and on and on, and you just got to keep reading. And oh, I love reading these scriptures. I mean, you should be enjoying it and having fun the same way I am. You should enjoy and love these. Yeah, they give a lot of good advice and they warn us. But if you're in the remnant and you have the Holy Spirit, you should just enjoy this stuff the way that Paul wrote. It's marvelous. So that pretty much ends the book of Ephesians. I'm gonna play a little music. The next book will be Philippians, the letter to the Philippians. That's just going to be a one show deal because it's a short deal. It's short. There's a lot of these that are going to be short. The one after that will be Colossians. That's a one show. 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians will be one show. Okay? Be a show for 1 Thessalonians, a show for 2 Thessalonians. We're really making progress here. The last shows will play in January, probably, of 2019. I'm recording ahead and putting them in my files so I can load them up while I have the time. Then I'm going to take a little, when I have it all done, I'm going to have a little more free time, take a break. I'll be able to plan my wake-up calls a little bit better. Maybe do a wake-up call series on some things. But I certainly thank all of you that have helped with the work. Bought the Torah and the Prophet translations, and have just written and been so supportive, those that have given donations. I live mighty poor. I'm on social insecurity, and I don't get what one of these illegal immigrants gets. They treat me like a red-haired stepchild. they give all these illegals all this free stuff, and the people that have paid in and worked, they get nothing. So that's the way of the world. That's the prince and power of the air at work, as we have discussed. Thank you all for listening and your support, and help support EFR and what you find on my website. I hope you enjoy. And it is to your benefit. That's what it's all about. May Yahweh bless and keep you. I'll catch you again on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.